The Reason for Our Hope, President Boyd K. Packer.
Several years ago, Sister Packer and I went to the Oxford University. We were looking for the records of my seventh great-grandfather. The head of Christ College at Oxford, Dr. Popplewell, was kind enough to have the records from the archives brought to us. There in the year 1583, we found my ancestor's name, John Packer. The following year, we returned to Oxford to present a beautifully bound set of standard works for the Library of Christ College. It seemed a bit awkward for Dr. Popplewell. Perhaps he thought we were not really Christians. So he called for the college chaplain to receive the books. Before handing him the scriptures to the chaplain, I opened a topical guide and showed him one subject. 18 pages, very fine print, single space, listing references to the subject of Jesus Christ. It is one of the most comprehensive compilations of scriptural references on the subject of the Savior that has ever been assembled in the history of the world. A testimony from the Old and New Testament, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. However you follow these references, I told him, side to side, up and down, book to book, subject after subject, you'll find that they are a consistent, harmonious witness to the divinity of the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. His birth, his life, his teachings, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his atonement. After sharing with the chaplain some of the teachings of the Savior, the atmosphere changed, and he gave us a tour of the facility, including a recent excavation which dated to Roman days. Among the references listed in the topical guide is this one from the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. We preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, and we write according to our prophecies, that our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins. In his own words, the Savior had declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And from the Book of Mormon he declares, Behold, I am he who was prepared from the foundation of the world to redeem my people. Behold, I am Jesus Christ. In me shall all mankind have life, and that eternally. Even those who shall believe on my name, and they shall become my sons and my daughters. There are many, many other references throughout the standard works which proclaim the divine role of Jesus Christ as a redeemer of all who ever has been or ever will be born into mortality. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed from the fall of man which occurred when Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. As stated in Corinthians, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. The Book of Mormon teaches, for it is expedient that an atonement should be made, or else all mankind must unavoidably perish. Yea, all are hardened, yea, all are fallen, and are lost, and must perish except it be through the atonement, an infinite and eternal sacrifice. We may not live perfect lives, and there are penalties for our mistake. But before we came to earth, we agreed to be subject to his laws and to accept the punishment for violating those laws. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified by his grace through the redemption that is Jesus Christ. The Savior wrought the atonement, which provides a way for us to become clean. Jesus Christ is rather resurrected Christ. We worship and recognize him for the pain he suffered for us collectively and the pain he endured for each and one of us individually in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross. He bore all with great humility and with an eternal understanding of his divine role and purpose. Those who repent and forsake sin will find that his merciful arm is outstretched still. Those who listen and heed his words, the words of his chosen servants, will find peace and understanding, even in the midst of heartache and sorrow. The result of his sacrifice is to free us from the effects of sin, that all may have guilt erased and feel hope. Had he not accomplished the atonement, there would be no redemption. It would be a difficult world to live in if we could never be forgiven of our mistakes, if we could never purify ourselves and move on. The mercy and grace of Jesus Christ are not limited to those who commit sins, either commission or omission, but encompasses the promises of everlasting peace to all who follow and accept him and his teaching. His mercy is the mighty healer, even to the wounded innocent. I recently received a letter from a woman who reported having endured great suffering in her life, a terrible wrong, which she did not identify but alluded to had been committed against her. She admitted that she struggled with feelings of great bitterness. In her anger, she mentally cried out, "Someone must pay for this terrible wrong." In this extreme moment of sorrow and questioning, she wrote that there came into her heart an immediate reply, "Someone already has paid." We are not aware of what the Savior's sacrifice can do for us. We may go through life carrying regrets that we have done something that was not right or offended someone. The guilt that accompanies mistakes can be washed away. If we seek to understand his atonement, we'll come to a deep reverence for the Lord Jesus Christ, his earthly ministry, and his divine mission as our Savior. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was restored to move throughout the world and give the knowledge of the life and teaching of the Savior. This great conference is being broadcast in 94 languages and by satellite to over 100 countries. But it is also available on the Internet to every nation where the Church is present. We have over 3,000 stakes. Our full-time missionary force exceeds 88,000. And total church membership has passed 15 million. These numbers serve as evidence that the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hands continues to roll forth and will eventually fill the whole earth. But no matter how large the organization of the church becomes, or how many millions of members join our ranks, no matter how many continents and countries our missionaries enter, or how many different languages we speak, the true success of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be measured by the spiritual strength of its individual members. We need the strength of conviction that's found in the heart of every loyal disciple of Christ. A testimony of the hope of redemption is something which cannot be measured or counted. Jesus Christ is the source of that hope. We seek to strengthen the testimonies of the young and old, the married and the single. We need to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to men and women, children, those of every race and nationality the rich and the poor. We need the recent converts and those among our numbers descended from the pioneers. We need to seek out those who have strayed and assist them to return to the fold. We need everyone's wisdom and insight and spiritual strength. Each member of the church, as an individual, is a critical element in the body of the church. For the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that body being many, they are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized in one body. For the body is not one member, but many. Each member serves as a testimony of the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We are at war with the forces of adversary, and we need each and every one of us if we're going to succeed in the work the Savior has for us to do. You might think, what can I do? I'm only one person. Certainly Joseph Smith felt very alone at times. He rose to greatness, but he stated as a 14-year-old boy who had a question, which of all the churches should I join? Joseph's faith and testimony of the Savior grew as ours must grow. Line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Joseph knelt to pray, and what marvelous things have come about as a result of that prayer and that first vision. As one of the 12 apostles, I bear witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives. He is our Redeemer, our Savior. Through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved. He presides over the church. He is no stranger to his servants. As we move into the future with quiet confidence, his Spirit will be with us. There is no end to his power to bless and direct the lives of those who seek truth and righteousness. I bear witness of the name of Jesus Christ, and in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.